It is Tuesday, July 8th at 3 p.m., and I want to call the Audit Committee meeting. Okay, we'll start the Audit Committee meeting. first, I'd like to acknowledge, I would like to begin by acknowledging that we are in Mi'kma'ki, the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq people. And we have regrets from Councillor Smith and Councillor Brooks. And Councillor DeLong, thank you. So the first order of business is nomination and election by ballot for chair and vice chair. So first is chair, okay, and April. The box is empty.
Can I?
Yes, the member at large's name is on the ballot. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so this is for chair.
This is for chair.
Okay, nomination.
Councillor Reinhardt. Councillor Hubley. Councillor Bell.
Deputy Mayor.
Deputy Mayor Vino. Alex McDonald.
Okay, so we'll go around the table and see if those nominated want to leave their name stand. Councillor Reinhardt? I'll leave my name stand. Councillor Bell?
I would like to withdraw, please.
Thank you. Councillor Vino?
I will withdraw.
Sorry,
well.
Deputy Mayor. What did you say?
I will withdraw for this committee. Thank you.
And Alex McDonald?
I will withdraw.
Okay. Okay, so that's Councillor Reinhardt and myself, Councillor Hubley, and we'll send the ballots around. Okay, for chair, April has the ballots.
Councillor Hubley. Councillor Hubley. Councillor Hubley. Councillor Hubley. Councillor Reinhardt. Councillor Hubley. Reinhardt. Reinhardt. And Reinhardt.
4-6.
What is it?
I had 5-4.
So
5-4.
5. 5. So Councillor Hubley is 5. Councillor Reinhardt was 4, so declared.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I remain the chair.
Okay.
Duh. I'm a little slow today. Okay. Thank you. So we're going to do vice chair. Okay. We'll do vice chair next, and April will be along with the
nomination.
Go shake it out and go the other way.
Okay.
So, nominations for the Vice Chair of the Audit Committee. We have Councillor Reinhardt.
Councillor Reinhardt.
Congratulations, Councillor Reinhardt. And Alex says he's never seen that happen before.
No, I can't say that I have.
Okay, so that we'll move on to approval of the agenda as circulated. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda? And seconded by, okay, I got to remember your names. It's approved by Councillor Burns and seconded by Mayor McLean Weil. All those in favor? Motion's passed unanimously. I have not sat up here for a long time. I forget their last names. Okay, I forgot. I need a motion to destroy the ballots. Moved by Councillor Vino, seconded by Councillor Burns. All those in favor? Motion's passed unanimously. Thank you, April. And so are there any errors or omissions for the minutes from September 17th, 2024? Yeah, there will be a few of us that would know that. Okay, so the minutes from September 17th of 2024 are accepted. And today we have Michelle Leard from Bellevue Vino for our pre-audit discussion. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Michelle Laird with Bellevue Vino. I've been auditing the municipality's books. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. I've been auditing the municipality's books for quite a few years now. So I'll start off by saying we're offering an audit fee of $23,500 for the 2025 fiscal year, which is the fourth year of our quote that extends to March 31st, 2027. Fieldwork has commenced July 7th. Which usually lasts 5 to 8 work days, followed by work at our office and file review. The audit should be completed by the end of August 2025. The audit team this year is Michael Bellevue, Michelle Laird, Kaylee Kaiser, and Hannah Johnston. Our audit methodology uses a risk-based approach, which looks for areas of higher risk in addition to using materiality guidelines. Materiality is an amount set in dollars that we believe would impact the decisions of the financial statement users. We use this amount and or a percentage of this amount to guide our audit field work and testing. For the 2025 current year, materiality levels are set at $690,000 for operating, $465,000 for capital fund, $460,000 for reserve fund, and $21,500 for the trust. The trust financial statements are prepared in accordance with Canadian accounting standards for not-for-profit organizations, and the municipality's consolidated financial statements are prepared in accordance with Canadian public sector accounting standards. We prepare our audit in accordance with Canadian generally accepted auditing standards. The audit committee has full access to the auditors, which means if you have any questions for me outside of this meeting or in this meeting, you're welcome to reach out with any concerns or questions or to let us know of anything of concern. New standards coming down the line, effective April 1st, 2026, the PSAB 1202 and 1201 financial statement presentation changes, which will add the consolidated budget and some changes to the net debt, or changes in net debt statement. So your financial statements will look a little bit different next year than they do this year. Last year, the internal control letter had nothing of concern identified to bring up or to look further into for the current year. And in our management letter, we had highlighted the adoption of PS 3400 for revenue as of April 1st, 2023. The accounting standards differentiated between non-exchange and exchange transactions, and the result of the adoption had no impact on the financial statements of the municipality. I'm welcome for any questions or concerns from the audit committee before we get further into the audit. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for Michelle? Madam McLean Weil?
At a high level, without too much detail, can you just identify for me the key areas that you would look at that an audit at this, at a municipal government level, would be different than private sector?
A few of the key levels would be councillor expenditure reports and the areas that are public. Payroll would be high. Capital projects. We look at all of the capital projects, the disposals and additions, and government funding. We do some testing on fire tax, which is significant in here as well. And we look through all legal correspondence to see if there's anything highlighted that maybe might be of concern down the line.
When you say concern, what mm-hmm. what are you looking for?
Any type of litigation or legal issues causing any large liabilities to the municipality as a whole. We do that in every audit, not just the municipal level. So we really just want to make sure that we're capturing any liabilities that need to be in the statements.
Do you record those then as a note if there were outstanding liabilities, or
if it's more likely than not that there's a liability, it gets recognized in the financial statements, but those would be discussed with councillors and management before any further action would be taken on that.
Okay, do you have any other questions? Okay, looks good. We can go ahead. Oh, that's it for Michelle, and we're on to...
That's it for me.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Michelle. So we are down to 6.1, 2022-2023 Financial Condition Indicator Results. That is Elena.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So you do have before you the 2022-2023 FCI report, which was released by the province on the 30th of June, 2025. So it is included in your package. To note that this report is actually separated into four chapters, which deals with municipal economic profile and demographics, assessment information, financial revenues and expenses, and the financial condition model and indicators. All municipalities are required by legislation to submit specific financial information to the province by certain deadlines. So this report does indicate that we have submitted all of our required financial information before the required deadlines. The financial condition assessment model that looks at our revenues and expenditures and that FCI, it kind of provides a risk-based approach to evaluating municipalities, and it's presented in a host format graph. That's actually on page 25 of your agenda package. That visual focuses on key performance indicators, leading financial indicators, and potential internal and external factors that could have an impact on the municipality's financial results. The risk thresholds are colored. Yellow indicates medium risk, red indicates high risk, and green is low risk. This enclosed report indicates that the overall financial condition risk assessment for our municipality is green, which means that it's considered low risk for fiscal instability. So we do have green indicators on all of the FCIs, which means that our general operating revenue is stable. Our three-year change in tax base is keeping up with inflation. There's low reliance on a single business, and our residential tax effort has increased a bit from 2.1% to 2.2%. That benchmark is actually 4%, and that sits as the base of this little host structure that you have. So if you look at the other section of, how we manage our expenses, that's called the structure of the host. Uncollected taxes are at 5.4%, which is well under the 10% threshold or the 10% benchmark that's used. Our operating reserves have increased based on using our five-year financial strategy and careful capital planning. We also have maintained our capital assets with 74% useful life remaining, and all our outstanding debt is paid. At the top on the roof, it shows that we have been able to meet our needs in a balanced manner. We're not dependent on another level of government to meet service obligations, and we're setting aside sufficient funds to help mitigate any unforeseen risks. So we continue to have healthy combined reserves, which is important to help address unexpected events and provide flexibility to address future project needs. So I'm happy to answer any questions that the committee might have on this.
Do we have any questions? Nothing at all? Okay. All right. That's excellent. So that is the last thing on our agenda. I would just need to point out that this is 2022-2023. So the results are like almost 2 years old, and I just find that so disappointing. That go ahead. Enlighten me.
To the committee, it's not the first time that I've talked to the province about how tardy they are with this information, and that it's really not timely for any municipality at all. Now, when we do our financial information return, like when we complete that by the end of September, it does have a draft FCI that it calculates. Like we have these numbers, and I always thought that once we had that done, that we should be able to share those with the committee, because that's pretty close to where we would be. When I did the draft of these myself, I had a yellow in the growth in tax base, and only because the committee changed the way that they calculated it. So it did turn green in the end. So there was a lot of municipalities who struggled with the calculation that they had on the growth. And it just has to do with just how they were doing it. Like they were picking a different month than maybe your assessment revenues were based on, because assessment was based on October. So it doesn't mesh as well as it could have. And so they recalculated it, and then we were green. So it did make sense to me that that was a good idea, but it certainly isn't helpful to you to make any decisions with two-year-old data.
Thank
you. They're well aware of that.
Thank you for that explanation. I appreciate it. That's the end of our audit committee agenda, and so the meeting is adjourned.